Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Zinc is a mineral we humans must get from our diets. Considered a trace mineral, it's second only to iron in this category, being necessary in many systems of the body. Zinc is mainly found in animal flesh fluids, so yes, vegetarians must be extra attentive to getting this vital nutrient in some way. Vegans, people who avoid all animal products, would be hard-pressed to get enough zinc, as pumpkin seeds, a relatively high zinc content food, still only gives you 3 milligrams of zinc in a quarter cup, which is only one-fifth of the daily target of 15 milligrams. 5 ounces of beef, on the other hand, does provide that 15 milligrams. Seafood can come to the rescue for many of us, as oysters in just 3-ounce serving contains over 60 milligrams of zinc, which is enough for 4 days' worth. Pork and chicken are in between, having between one-third and half the daily requirement, which is still substantial. So what problems can someone have if they don't get enough zinc? An important study from 30 years ago showed children of very short stature improving dramatically when given enough zinc. These were children in the Middle East who ate a simple, apparently too simple, diet of unleavened fibrous bread. The reasoning was that a compound called phytate is in the whole grain wheat, which blocks absorption of zinc. Other studies have even showed short stature in American children with low zinc levels, at least from hair samples. In other words, zinc deficiency appears to be common even in this country, so parents and health providers should be on the lookout for it. Other systems affected by low zinc are the immune system, hence zinc lozenges could help deal with the common cold. Zinc supplementation can be helpful in acne, herpes, overlarge prostate gland in men, hair loss, and even emotional issues like anxiety. Since zinc is crucial in taste and smell, this fact has led to the usefulness of a simple taste test that can be performed in a health provider's office. In this, the patient holds a zinc solution in the mouth for about half a minute and only has enough zinc in their system if the taste is bad. If the taste is neutral, they most likely need it as a supplement or increase in zinc in their foods. And if it tastes good, why then they really would benefit from more zinc in their life. This is the only nutrient I know of that seems to be reliable to use a taste test for. You'd think oysters would be appealing for more people than we see. Maybe they shouldn't be eaten on ice. As for many minerals, when measured in the blood serum, zinc will only be picked up as a deficiency when extremely low. So the taste test is handy to have. Toxicity of zinc, or getting too much, is generally not a problem. Again, this makes sense when you look at the list of zinc-containing foods and how challenging it would appear to be to get enough in the diet, especially, again, for vegetarians. Pregnant women, or those breastfeeding their babies, should be especially attentive to zinc, as they need up to twice the amount of zinc even as the rest of us. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.